For the first time since the lights went out and the world went to shit, Maddie felt they stood a chance at survival, at least for the near future. Her father, Greg Langston, had seen to that. His forethought and planning would mean the difference between having a real chance at survival or a short, miserable death by starvation. It would be a stressful winter on strict rations, without electric heat and fully stocked grocery stores, though. After her brother Zach and Lugnut had brought in one of her father's buried food caches, Maddie inventoried the items, then organized them on the pantry shelves. The other caches would remain hidden to prevent marauders from being able to take all their food stores in the event they were overrun. Zach and Lugnut had unearthed the 24 barrel caches, made sure the contents were still dry, then reburied them, concealing them with leaves and branches. One barrel contained enough food to feed 10 people for 1 month. There were currently only 7 people at the cabin. Maddie wasn't sure how many her mom would bring with her when she arrived home. Her dad had planned to feed 20 people for 1 year, with some of them bringing their own supplies. The food in those barrels would feed the current group for 2 years. That was hopefully enough time to get a garden established and trade for livestock. With 2 men down recovering from gunshot wounds, and Jason and Harmony still not trained to shoot, guard duty fell to Maddie, Zach, and Lugnut. Ideally, they would have had 3 people on duty at all times. There were a lot of acres to cover, and 3 people providing security around the clock would have been stretching it as it was, without anyone out of commission with injuries. They had to sleep and do other things as well, so 1 guard at a time was all they could manage. Rank had said that he could still patrol the perimeter, but due to swelling in his injured arm, Jason had insisted that he stay still and keep it elevated. As a dentist, Jason had general medical training and had worked in emergency rooms in medical school. His knowledge, along with Ron Hillman's Army medic training, were true assets to the group, especially with the 2 bullet magnets currently loitering in the cabin's living room. Ryan's leg was severely swollen, and he was weak from blood loss, but Ron and Jason thought he would recover and regain the use of his leg. But that might take months. And with Rank's shoulder wound, the group was short on non-disabled workers. In weeks, the weather would be changing, and the chore of keeping the cabin warm would become someone's full-time job. The firewood Maddie's father had stacked under the carport would get them through an ordinary south-central Missouri winter. But Maddie didn't know how much they'd use cooking and heating water. She'd never spent the whole winter at the cabin. She hadn't been involved in the discussions between her parents about how much firewood was required in the apocalypse. "I found a whole pallet of canned peaches and fruit cocktail in the back of the barn," Zach blurted as he ran through the back door. "Really?" Maddie said as her eyes lit up. "Yeah, looks like Dad had received a delivery but hadn't had time to bury it." "Oh my gosh. I am so making peach cobbler tonight," Maddie said, as she pulled ingredients from the pantry shelves. "Peach cobbler? That's my favorite. Can I help? I took a cooking class at my high school. I love to cook," Harmony called as she pushed Zach aside. "You can cook?" Maddie asked, her eyebrows raised. "A little," Harmony said timidly. Harmony had been all alone in her McMansion in Wentzville, Missouri, when they'd found her. Or rather, when her dog Buster had found Maddie. After narrowly escaping being eaten alive by the giant beast, Maddie had been saddened to learn that Harmony's parents had left her home alone while they took a cruise on their private yacht in the Bahamas. Maddie could not imagine how the 15-year-old girl would survive the apocalypse on her own, so she and the group had invited her and Buster to join them, something Zach had not protested at all. Buster romped around Harmony as she excitedly waved her arms in the air, describing the culinary dishes that she could make. Although she was a sweet girl, Harmony was a talker. She went into in-depth detail on every subject in which she spoke. Maddie's college roommate had been the same way. Way back then, a whole week and a half ago, she would just put in her earbuds, select her favorite music, and turn up the volume on her phone. Maddie smiled warmly at Harmony, but she deeply missed those earbuds. "Great. You're the new camp chef. Here's the inventory of food items the guys just brought in. I've organized it and put the oldest items in the front. If you need help making a menu, let me know.